This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2020, and you can join us here. There's still a full rest of the week remaining at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains. You can go to ForkFest.party to learn more. Now, we're actually still recording this on effectively the last day of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Most of the Porcupine Freedom Festival only attendees have left the campground at this point. There are still a few, maybe two, three food vendors here. Matt is here, who was doing chili last week. He's still, I presume he's still open, or at least he will be open at some point. And Mikey, who is one of our neighbors here at the campground, is also cooking up some food for us as we speak.
Yep.
So it's nice that some people are staying on throughout this this next week. And so we've yet to really, we don't know what it's going to be like. It could be, you know, smaller than last year. It could
be
bigger.
I just want to put out the call for vegan vendors. If you, like, there's some vegans here. We're hungry. We got money to spend. Come
on. Cool. Come on up. It's definitely not too late. Unless
if you ask on the radio for vegan dinners, there will be at least one person who has them. She's been making, like, vegan chili all week long. And
oh, yeah, she's
like
here. She's staying here.
Good.
Yeah, that's true. Stone's girlfriend, Astrid. So, so plenty of time for you to come up and join us. ForkFest.party. We've got Etienne de la Boissy Squared with us here from his website, government-scam.com. So check that out. But you were making some sort of point there, Etienne, just a moment ago.
So, you know, I was pointing out how what a good deal that the Thick Red Line movement is for the police. On one hand, you know, it's the thing, it's the halfway point between being defunded, you know, so unless you want to get defunded. But on the flip side of the spectrum is the police are being forced to do more and more things that the community is uniformly against, or at least 50% against, starting with these mask mandates.
See, I just don't think forced is the right word, man. They're the ones forcing things onto people. I mean, they do this because they choose to.
I'll defend what he's saying.
Let's just say there's some laws they enjoy enforcing. You know, like, I think the cops enjoy getting to bust bad guys, and we want them to
bust bad
guys.
A lot of them got into it for that reason.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
There's some things that they don't like to do more than they like to do.
I think that's true, okay? So I'm going to defend what he's saying on this point, because some of the cops did get into it to go after real bad guys.
Sure.
But the problem is, when they're in their training area, or whatever, and there's a certain time at which they're newbies, right? So, like, then if the captain says you got to go and do X and they don't want to, they feel like they have to or they will lose the job, and they would rather keep the job, which means that they're doing the wrong thing for the wrong reasons, and they're doing it every day. But that's what motivates some of these supposedly better cops to do these bad things, is it's like, well, they really want that sweet retirement where they get 90% pension for the rest of their lives after only working for 20 years. And they know that if they get through the initial training section where they have to basically be the chief's bitch and do whatever it is that they're told, then eventually they'll get their own, you know, cruiser, and they can go out and make more decisions for themselves about what to enforce and what not to. And that's when you get the cops who will tell you, and we've had them call into the show over the years and say, yeah, look, if I come across a kid with some marijuana, I just ignore it. Or if I come across somebody with, you know, a 12-pack and they're 19 years old, you know, I just ignore it. Or, worst case, some of them will make them, like, dump it out and then they go. But they
that
won't
was
charge
the standard
them.
When I grew up.
Yeah.
I grew up in Fort Worth, Texas. The cops were constantly busting us for drinking, being out late, underage, whatever. They constantly let us go. They were great. They weren't, you know, they weren't militant.
I had that happen to me, too.
Yeah, I mean, and it was a lot better than now. Now there's been this shift where they're forcing them to you know, no tolerance.
Yeah, so I think that those cops do exist, but sadly they do what they're told because they think they're going to lose their job if they don't.
On the other side of this thing is now now it's being openly talked about mandatory vaccination laws, and we're now talking about the military doing vaccinations, and I don't know, you know, now they're going to, maybe they're going to be asked to do things that the public's not going to put up with. And what I learned with 22,000 of my fellow Virginians at the time, on the steps of the state capitol is they don't want to enforce these laws. They don't want to enforce the red flag laws, and the Virginians aren't going to put up with it.
Right,
right. Yeah.
If you've got 22,000 people on your side, the police don't want to mess with that.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Here in New Hampshire...
So now that's what it's turning into, and right. Next time there's going to be more than 22,000, because they were able to scare a lot of people into staying home that mm-hmm. day, and next time they're not going to be scared, and there's going to be 40,000.
I hope
50,000.
So. I hope so. And I think there's a lot of truth to that as well. And this takes us back to the conversation we were having last hour about numbers. If you can get 22,000 people to show up to a thing, well, there's no number of police that's going to be able to easily respond to that in the vicinity.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it's just as we had with Concord, where we went to a couple of the reopened New Hampshire protests, which attracted roughly 400 to 500 people at these events. And that's large for the State House in New Hampshire. 500 people at that. That's a large crowd for that area. The police didn't even drive by. And this was during the COVID thing where you're not supposed to get together with more than 10 people or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, there was 400 people, almost none of them with masks on, mm-hmm. out in front of the state house. Cops couldn't even be bothered to look at us. They didn't even drive by. There was no evidence whatsoever of any police attendance to that event at all.
Right.
So, it is all about the numbers. It's all about getting people to stand up.
So, together. David Rodriguez and I, we spoke on the steps of the state capitol in Sacramento twice. Once there was about 1,000 folks, and then the second time there was about 3,000 to 5,000 people. And in both cases, there's thousands and thousands of people without masks, mm-hmm. and the only people wearing the masks are the police
the cops, and the
media. No,
yeah.
The media.
Yeah.
And so the media, I went up and asked a local television crew, I think from San Francisco, and they said flat out they're forced to wear the masks.
They're also deep in. I mean, they're the ones perpetrating the hysteria. So
yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised if most of the journalists out
believe
there believe it.
Yeah.
No, it's a media op. I think they know. These people seem to be... Because we
think they're in on it?
No. Well, they're in on it in the sense that they're out there pretending, and they're getting these stories.
There was a BBC girl we met. I think she really believed
it. She was genuine.
Oh, some of them really believe. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. But, there's a lot of them, I think, they know that this is being, that they're getting these assignments to go do COVID stories, and there's not really a pandemic, and there hasn't been a pandemic going on for months, and this is now. If you haven't figured out media that you're being used... Hey, local media, you're being used to do these COVID stories after COVID stories after COVID stories.
Fear.
Quit pretending there's a pandemic.
I mean,
nobody would know there's a pandemic if it wasn't for the media.
I mean, there is literally a pandemic. Whether or not it's killing
it's
a lot
a
of people
pandemic.
Is, I mean, it is literally defined
no,
as a pandemic.
It's not widespread.
No, it's not widespread at all. Like I said, we were in the epicenter of COVID in California, where there's a huge influx of Chinese into Silicon Valley. It's one of the largest Chinese communities in the country, San Francisco, Silicon Valley. If this thing really came out of China and really was, what they say it was, that should have been the epicenter of the whole thing. Forget New York. I mean, there's more Chinese migration into San Francisco and Silicon Valley than there is into...
Yeah, I mean, Chinese people don't spread COVID-19. People who have COVID-19
spread COVID-19.
Well, the
suggestion was it came from China.
China.
So
like, yeah,
but it very
really,
quickly spread. I mean...
But where would it have quickly spread if not San Francisco? San Francisco's got this huge homeless population. There's poop in the streets. If there was ever a fertile ground to spread
It's
disease,
fertile there. If they had land. Oh, so,
it is.
So it's been fascinating, and I, you know what, Etienne, you do great work, and folks should check out your book, by the way. What's the book called again?
Government, the Biggest Scam in History Exposed, and that's at government-scam.com.
It's a great coffee table book, too. It's full of images, and you can really just kind of pop it open anywhere, and you're going to get some good info.
Oh, yeah. And you can get... information in these little cards, the thick red line at government-scam.com, thick red line, mm-hmm. and we've got cards for cops, and the cards for cops, we're trying to find a police department to go first right now. We're trying to find some police departments that want to do the right thing, that want to stand behind the people, that only want to protect life, liberty, and property, don't want to use violence on their
boy
men.
This sounds like a mythological unicorn.
I think it's a big challenge. Let's see if we can find them.
It's
so send
challenge.
Them our way. Tell them about government-scam.com/thick red line. If you know good cops, let's see it. Let's
all
prove
right.
it.
Send them your way. We'll do that, and I hope this works. I really hope it does. Keep us in the loop, will you, about
Absolutely.
This?
absolutely.
As
absolutely.
It develops, we love hearing from you. And, of course, love having you here in New Hampshire. We got more coming up here from ForkFest 2020. This is Free Talk Live. Go to forkfest.party to learn more.
The monetary evolution comes to Las Vegas. Crypto Vegas is a one-day event featuring some of the brightest and most innovative minds in blockchain technology. Juan Galt, Anastasia Sergeyevna, Lynn Ulbricht, Jim Bell, Elise Sam, Float CEO Kingsley Edwards, and more. Tickets start at $20.20, and you can save 10% on VIP tickets using code FTL at CryptoVegasConference.com. July 18th, join Free Talk Live at CryptoVegasConference.com.
Bruce is the German Shepherd and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
DINOVITE.com.
We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Get Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, we're at ForkFest 2020 on what is finally... maybe the first day of ForkFest, or maybe day number 8.
It is at least the first day. We can say that.
We can say it is the first day of the second week.
Or the negative second day of Fort Fest.
Yeah, and I actually wrote a story at freekeen.com about, you know, when did Fort Fest start? Some people are saying it was Monday the 22nd, others saying Monday the 29th. This is the nature of decentralization, is not everybody is going to be on the same page. I tend to subscribe to the idea that Fort Fest was 2 weeks this year, and that we are now entering in the second week of Fort Fest, the week that does not contain the Porcupine Freedom Festival. What do you think, Arya?
That's the position I would take. I consider this Fork Fest Day 9 or whatever. Mm-hmm. I guess yesterday was a sort of an interlude. It was. I don't count yesterday as Fork Fest or the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It was just sort of a break in between them, I guess.
It was a transitionary kind of a day, basically. And that was something that I think that we wanted to do originally, was give a day between, you know, the events to where people can leave and people can come in and get set up. If they were just going to come for the second week, they could come yesterday and, you know, set everything up or take down, as some folks have done. But there's still a few food vendors here.
There are.
Which is a good thing. Now, they're not, I don't think they're all running 24/7 or anything like that. But
right.
Silver Dave is cooking tonight. We've ordered some fancy dinners from him. He's doing $24.
Cracked pepper salmon or something.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It sounds good, though.
It's going to be good. I can tell you already that knowing the quality level of Dave, it's like you don't expect this kind of food at a campground.
Plus Caesar salads with some Caesar dressing and what did he call them? Sweet potato medallion?
Yeah, he did.
It's
I'm looking,
good, man.
Looking forward to it. And in fact, Jay Noon's hanging around. I'm sure we're going to get him on the air here at some point this evening or maybe tomorrow. But because we're just recording the shows, for those of you just tuning in, fact, you're listening to our Tuesday night show. It was Sunday when we were doing the early portion of the program. It's now Monday afternoon, and we are here in this beautiful location at Rogers Campground in the northern White Mountains of New Hampshire. You and I had a few errands to run today, so we got a little bit of a late start, but that's all right. There's still all kinds of interesting people.
A bit late.
Here.
It's like 4:30 in the afternoon now.
Yeah.
But I mean, hey, it's been a productive day nonetheless.
Well, we didn't start until like 11:30. So there was that. And last night was a really great, hangout night. There were, I would say, a few dozen folks in the park. And people were just chilling and hanging out at picnic tables and groups of as large as maybe 13 or so.
Yeah.
It was nice. It was relaxing.
I just rested last night.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's right. You were in most of the night. You didn't get to experience that. But I took a few pictures. We'll post those.
It'll be plenty of nights to experience it, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, but what I mean is with that first night slowness, that you had enough time to get caught up on some stuff. You took a little time for yourself last night. And that's because things had slowed down. Like, it wasn't, we had to run everywhere and get everything done.
It's kind of like, oh my God, I don't have stuff to do within the next hour. I'm just going to relax.
And as somebody who has attended every Fork Fest,
this has been the busiest, man.
Well, I would say it was about on par with your typical start, although with more food. Like, as far as normally at Fork Fest, the first day, there was no food except for last year. Last year was, I think, the first day we had some food for the first time, but year one and two, I don't think it happened on the first day.
Sure.
Just because it was a growing event. There weren't that many people. People didn't know what to expect. And this year we had at least three people, maybe even four, that were offering food, hot food, last night on what was essentially, like you said, the transition night. So,
Mikey down here had pasta. I think Jay was making something
Jay was cooking last night. There was a lady with hot dogs and Matt Roach.
Yeah. Astrid
had chili.
As well.
And Astrid then later had some food. So four, that's five, right? So for night zero or night one of week two, that's pretty good. Because essentially what happened was the Porcupine Freedom Festival went for a week, and Fork Fest was also happening at the same time. The Porcupine Freedom Festival ended Sunday morning, and so a good chunk of the population of the park cleared out, including almost the entire camping zone. Now, there's still...
It's starting to fill back in, though, because a lot of these... I mean, those cars and tents weren't there yesterday.
Yeah, I barely see anything up there right now. But the RV area is still... There's still dozens of people, I would say, in this area. I mean, I'm not going to say 100, but maybe there's a lot of... You know, if you walk back there, there's still a lot of places.
Yeah.
By the way, Duke's joining us. Hey, Duke.
Hey.
I mean, it makes sense. If you're going to stay here for 2 weeks, you're going to want an RV site or a motel room.
There's a bunch of people that are all the way tucked all the way back there enjoying the
I think those are seasonal, so.
Well, you can't really tell. See, that's the thing. There's not like some sort of wristband that Forkfesters have, right? So,
right.
The mark of the beast. Yes.
Now, we did bring Shire Society lanyards, so those are available, but obviously it's optional. So, you know, is anybody going to do that? Some people have. It's nice to have a lanyard on so people don't have to ask you the question of, what was your name again?
Yeah.
You know, it's hard for people to ask that question sometimes.
It is, and you meet so many people here that a name tag is almost necessary.
It is helpful.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like a conference. Conferences do that on purpose. It just makes it more efficient to...
Well, they used to do it at the Porcupine Freedom Festival a long time ago, and at some point somebody decided they didn't want to do that anymore.
They probably couldn't afford it.
It's name tags. They can definitely afford name tags because the thing they replaced them with was like these custom-made
wristbands. I mean,
so
they can do both.
Yeah, name tags are cheaper than wristbands. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that because what you can do is you can sponsor the lanyard, right? So you can have somebody pay to be your lanyard sponsor. And then you've got all your costs covered for your name tags. The only problem with name tags is if you pre-print them, and then you have to organize them, and then you have to look for the person's name or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I mean, just hand them a pen and tell them to write
it. That solves that problem,
yeah.
Right? Just do blank name
tags. Here's your name tag.
Let somebody write their own name on there, which is actually a nicer thing to do anyway. Then they can customize it, right? Like, you can write whatever
name
on there
you want.
That's
the proper way to solve the problem.
Some people, you know, when I was organizing Keenvention, we did do printed tags, but also when someone was signing up, I said there was a field where you could put your forum username. So we printed people's forum usernames on their name tags if they wanted.
Okay.
So that way you knew that Joey was so-and-so on the forums. And
useful.
Yeah, very, very useful. So people should be able to write what they want. So, you know, we do things different here at ForkFest, and what that means is everything is decentralized. There's no one who's in charge of this event. And that does lead to some things like people, you know, asking in the chat room, hey, what's going on out there?
Chain forks.
We don't know.
When did this event start? And no one agrees.
Yeah, well, that's it. That's just it. You like calendar A? Well, there's calendar B, or at least there was last year. I think there's only one calendar this year.
Yeah.
So, and this year's calendar was a different calendar than last year's too. So it wasn't made by one of the same two people from last year. So it is interesting to see kind of what crops up, and this week is just getting started.
I mean, next year I may look into just buying the convention pass for Hoover or whatever, since the Porcupine Freedom Hoover.
Oh, Hoover.
The app that the Porcupine Freedom Festival uses.
I wonder what
the ForkFest can just use it as well.
Yeah, I actually found myself wondering what they charge. Because I actually asked Carla about that when we were interviewing her, and she kind of dodged the question. She sort of acknowledged that there was a cost, but didn't really say what it was.
Well, it can't be too high. I mean, it's bound to be worth it.
I hope not.
Yeah.
There's some apps out there, they charge you per user. Which, that just upsets me.
Yeah.
Or per API call, so one user could use a lot of data.
And then really crank it up. Yeah, so, you know, it is worth looking into, though. I am curious, because it does seem like a decent app. We can continue more on what is ForkFest. It's kicking off in its second week of just ForkFest, with no other real competition in the park at the moment. There will be, coming up this weekend with the Independence Day fireworks.
Yeah,
we're coming up here.
Be louder.
It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci is worried about spikes in COVID-19 cases.
We're going to continue to be in a lot of trouble, and there's going to be a lot of hurt
if that does not stop.
On Capitol Hill, Fauci says he's worried that the daily coronavirus total in the U.S. could balloon to 100,000 a day if the virus isn't controlled. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he's not thinking about reversing the state's reopening.
We're not going back, closing things. I don't think that that really is what's driving it. I mean, people going to business is not what's driving it. I think when you see the younger folks, I think a lot of it is more just social interactions.
At a campaign stop in his Delaware hometown, presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden says the president continues dividing the nation.
Half wearing masks and half rejecting science. We can't continue.
This is USA Radio News. The White House press secretary was taking shots at journalists for reports about bounties being paid by Russia to Afghan militant groups to kill U.S. soldiers. Gayle McEnany pointed directly to the New York Times front page story about a brief on alleged Russian bounty on U.S. troops. It said the president was briefed on it in February.
To those government officials who betray the trust of the people of the United States by leaking classified information, your actions endanger our national security.
She also chided the media for what she says it continues to publish.
Targeted leaks of classified information against this president, and it is irresponsible.
She says the Russian allegation continues to be unverified, and its publication only damages how the nation collects intelligence. The Associated Press also claims to have independently verified the claim. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2020 on what is now day number one, arguably, of the second week, or you can look at it as day number eight. ForkFest is a decentralized camping festival, and so if you are in New England or you plan to be in New England this weekend, come on up. Come on up and see us. We're going to be here until July 5th, that is this Sunday, and you can go to ForkFest.party. to learn more about the event. With you here in our remote studio in Rogers Campground, it's Ian.
And Aria.
Also,
and
Duke. Special guest Duke is with us here. Last time we had you on, I think, was Liberty Forum, Duke.
Yes, sir.
So welcome back.
Thank you.
There's some interesting news in the headlines that we can definitely get to, but I do want to remind you about Intercoin. Which is a very interesting thing they're working on. Intercoin's architecture enables programmable coins with a variety of applications. Merchants can add tags like books, food, or clothing to their products, and authorized users can see statistics on how money was spent. Experts can analyze the local economy. Donors and investors can have more confidence. Everyone in the community can have a real-time consumer price index to inform their democratic decision-making and address issues like rising prices or shrinking wages. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live. So we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. It's intercoin.org as we continue here. So shall we get into the news here?
I would say
what news?
There's some
news.
There's some pretty big news I've been holding on to for several days, because we don't get to a whole lot of news when we're out here at Rogers Campground. It's a lot of interviews, a lot of interesting folks, a lot of interesting stories, and we've had some really amazing stories told over the last week. But there apparently is a major, major leak of police documents that has happened within the last, I don't know, week or so. According to Wired, on a story published, looks like 1 week ago. Here you go. It's been the better part of a decade since the hacktivist group Anonymous rampaged across the internet, stealing and leaking millions of secret files from dozens of U.S. organizations.
Well, it's obviously not stealing. It's copying, but that point aside.
That's right. And if it is the government's files, purportedly, they pretend to work for the people, so therefore their files should be partially yours.
They're
right?
Just like copying files that belong to me, and I'm okay with that.
According to the story here, now amid the global protests following the killing of George Floyd, Anonymous is back, and they've returned with a dump of hundreds of gigabytes of law enforcement files and internal communications. On Friday of last week, the Juneteenth holiday, a leak-focused activist group known as Distributed Denial of Secrets published a 269-gigabyte collection of police data that includes emails, audio, video, and intelligence documents with more than a million files in total.
Wow, so they went all out.
It is raining information. It is, and by the way, it's a rainy day here.
It's a rainy day, and it's raining metadata.
It is raining a ton of cop information. This has to be the largest police-related leak I've ever heard of. I mean, this is just unbelievable. And from what I understand, when I was talking with somebody here...
Well, if they weren't doing anything wrong, they wouldn't have anything to hide.
Oh, and they are doing a lot of things wrong, and I suspect 268 of the 269 gigabytes will reveal all kinds of nasty things. On Friday, they leaked this out. Includes emails, audio, video, and intelligence documents with more than a million files in total. DDoS Secrets founder Emma Best tells Wired the hacked files came from Anonymous, or at least a source self-representing as part of that group. Given that under their loose, leaderless structure, anyone can declare themselves a member over the weekend, and just like anyone can declare themselves Forkfest.
Yeah.
The supporters of DDoS...
Pro tip, though, if you see someone on Facebook with Guy Fawkes as their profile pic, they are not Anonymous. They just want you to think they are.
Right, and I always wondered, how did Anonymous get a verified on YouTube? How did that happen?
Wow, I didn't know
exactly. Secrets, Emma Best tells us, let's see here, so she said the document also reveals how law enforcement has described groups like the anti-fascist movement and Antifa. Over the weekend, supporters, Anonymous, and protesters worldwide began digging through the files to pull out frank internal memos about police efforts to track the activities of protesters. Emma Best, the co-founder of the Distributed Denial of Secrets. So this person's public, apparently, this Emma Best, presuming that's not a pseudonym.
Emma Best is a well-known Freedom of Information Act warrior, I guess. Okay. I don't know the proper term.
So she's beaten this path down already.
She has like 25,000 Twitter followers and is well-known in her industry. And I would say it's very interesting what's happening, the censorship that's going on of her and her partner that are part of the DDoS.
Well, you're referring to the rumors that people are being shadow banned on Twitter for using the hashtag of BlueLeaks.
It's not even...
It's probably not
it's
a
not
rumor.
Even, like, a mo- like
well,
multiple...
but you can't prove a shadow ban. That's why they're shadow bans.
Well, no, so I mean, Emma Best's own account. I mean, Emma Best, if you look up her... NatSecGeek is her Twitter handle, but if you look at her tweets... She shows, like, the UI. She screenshots the UI of Twitter, like, telling you can't post for a certain number of hours.
Oh, so they're restricting people, is what you're saying.
Yeah, they're deleting people's accounts. It depends on what you do. It depends on if you use the hashtag. It depends on if you retweet a link to the certain URL. And also, the URL itself won't work. Like, if you type in a certain URL, Twitter will say, oh, that's malware. Actually,
they're definitely blocking it then.
Yeah, there's no question if it's being blocked or not.
Well, that's, I mean, for sure, but that's
they
different from a shadow ban.
They might be required to block it by request of their lawyers, law enforcement, the government. So, I don't think
that's the problem here, is we've seen these websites like Twitter, like YouTube.
Centralized. It's very centralized.
These big tech websites are doing the government's bidding. Okay. On one hand, they make it act, you know, they have their preference for government agents, right? So we know Twitter doesn't like Donald Trump, but they still love the government. They're still going to do everything they can to protect the state. And that's what we saw in we've seen it with so many different people being banned off of YouTube and Twitter and Facebook and, you know, all for sharing information, all for sharing questions about COVID, and now for sharing blue leaks.
So, and just let's, you know, you gave a very good summary, and I would say, just to explain it a little more, it is that it seems that a bunch of documents were put on various web, just like insecure web hosting companies.
You know, I have the name. It's called NetCentral.
NetCentral, yeah. So the law enforcement was supposedly using this NetCentral company and putting all of these, very similar to all the stuff that Snowden took. It's all these PDFs that are like reports to other companies about stuff, and it's like, it's not the actual files, it's summaries about everything, I would say, is the TLDR. For instance,
there's no actual files in 269 gigabytes?
Oh, no, there's many.
There's video, says there's audio, says there's a ton of stuff here.
There is every type of file you could imagine, okay. I would say, there. And okay. It's on
what did you mean, though, when you said not actual files?
Oh, well, there's also just, I wasn't being very clear, okay. I would say gotcha. That, but there's a, people have been saying how there's summaries from one organization to another. So it's one federal organization giving a report to another one. It's not just the raw
data. In all cases. Okay.
There's a lot of files.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So they took it from a company called NetCentral. According to a law enforcement memo obtained by Crebon Security, that memo says much of the data belonged to law enforcement fusion centers across the U.S. that act as information sharing hubs for federal, state, and local agencies. So we've benefited now. Because of all this information sharing.
Right? I believe there's been a fusion of information.
Well, I remember hearing about the fusion centers years ago, more than a decade ago.
Actually never heard of them before.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of talk within the libertarian movement. I remember John Bush from Texas was talking about this with Kat Bleich years ago on our show, I think, these fusion centers and how they were gathering information from all over the place. And normally, that's a bad thing, right? Like, you know, that's police sharing information is bad for those of us who care about freedom because they don't need to have that data, but they do, and they put it all in one place. Well, because they put it all in one place, these hackers were able to go just whoop, and just grab it all 269 gigabytes of it. We're going to continue here in moments with more from ForkFest 2020. You can go to forkfest.party and learn more about the event. We continue in moments.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. We're here at ForkFest 2020. You can go to ForkFest.party. It is definitely not too late for you to come out and join us. We're going to be here through this weekend, leaving on Sunday after a day of fireworks on the 4th of July, Independence Day, and also a show, a hard rock slash metal show. I don't know how to describe it. Aria, I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
But it's going to be good. It'd be a rocking good time here at Rogers Campground. You can come on up into the northern White Mountains of New Hampshire. We're driving around today on what has been a rainy day. So, and this has happened before, too, at ForkFest. Oh, yeah. Where I think it was last year we showed up on the first day of ForkFest, and it was rainy and it was cold.
It was at like 40-something degrees that day.
At least it's not that cold today. I'm sitting out here in a T-shirt and shorts, and I'm all right. So come on up. Go to ForkFest.party. You can get connected with the Telegram chat room there. And also there's a ForkFest forum, although not that many people are there. But it's there in case you want some organization to your discussions. Because the
forums,
chat room,
man, it's so 2003.
I love forums, though. Seriously. Like this, the forum
message
that we
boards.
Use, the forum that we use is actually very modern. It's called Discourse, and it's very snappy. It's very, like, fast, and it looks nice. It's not like the forums of old, like the PHP, BB stuff, which had its time, and I loved it, but this one's very good. So check it out at ForkFest.party. We're talking about the Fusion Centers. They've been hacked, and they have lost a lot of data. I mean,
a lot of data.
Well, I mean, again, they didn't lose it.
It was liberated, perhaps, one person.
I mean, it was just copied.
That's true, right? They still have it. That's a good point.
It was permissionless copying.
It's a non-zero-sum game. Yeah, it just was copied. Nothing was actually removed.
The company is called NetCentral, and I guess they didn't remember the whole security aspect of Essential.
It's very reminiscent of the Snowden leaks, where it was this very easy to hack target where they just put a bunch of data on a web hosting server that had no security.
No password.
Were these the people who were still using HTTP? Because I remember hearing about that recently. Someone was just hacked using
it. It looks like it's just a really low security web hosting company. Like
they forgot to change the default password.
And they marketed to the law enforcement, and those people used them, and they had very little security. That's seemingly what happened.
The lady who's behind this website that actually is publishing this, Ms. Best, says that she did not comment on whether the information was taken from NetCentral, but noted that, quote, some Twitter users accurately pointed out that a lot of the data corresponded to NetCentral's systems. As for her source, she would only say the person self-represented as capital A anonymous, but added cryptically that, quote, people may wind up seeing a familiar name down the line, unquote. Ooh, that sounds tantalizing. I don't know what that was referring to.
There has been, she kind of is the origin of the leak, but Twitter, you know, there's kind of a info security Twitter and crypto coin Twitter, and all those people kind of went wild and started looking at stuff and making, you know.
Oh, yeah, people are digging through this right now. I mean, this is fresh.
Well, kudos
right?
for them. I've got better things to do with my life than dig through this.
I'm so glad that there are people out there.
I think someone told me that you can go on Reddit and there's a subreddit called Blue Leaks. So
really?
Maybe look at that. It hasn't.
So Reddit hasn't shut that down then?
I think. I haven't looked. Okay. Maybe type it in, good. See if it's there. I mean, who knows? But.
Well, they've also published the files, according to Wired, DDoS Secrets has published the files in a searchable format on its website, and supporters quickly created the hashtag BlueLeaks to collect their findings from the hacked files on social media. Some of the initial discoveries among the documents showed, for instance, that the FBI monitored the social accounts of protesters and sent alerts to local law enforcement about anti-police messages. Other documents detail the FBI tracking Bitcoin donations to protest groups. Somebody was telling me they did a search.
So what I'm hearing is that they've notified the FBI about our existence.
Well, I mean, somebody was already. The FBI's known about our existence for years.
Definitely. Sure. The data is not as clean, I would say. Like, just from looking at Twitter and looking at screenshots of what people are posting to Twitter, the data is not clean. There's a lot of PII, personally identifiable information, so it gives everything there is to know about someone who might be the victim of a crime and not even what the police are.
So it's unredacted. I mean, I'm okay with that.
That's the way it should be. I'm sorry. I understand that upsets some people, but.
And I want to clarify that is that Emma Best has said that they did. Redact entire documents. So they just chose not to put massive.
See, I'm not a fan of that. That just makes her the gatekeeper of the information.
I do believe
that's no better than, you know, the police holding it.
Don't quote me on that because I believe I wrote it on Twitter and who knows what you can believe and not.
Okay, but so she didn't say that herself?
I'm pretty sure I saw that and she has tweeted.
Because if it's somebody just talking crap, then, I mean, I'm not going to buy it unless there's evidence.
I followed her on Twitter for a long time, and then this just recently happened.
Because there's going to be a lot of people who are going to talk crap about somebody who releases this information, and their number one critique is going to be that claim that, oh, there's innocent people who are named in here, and that's bad.
There's also, like, a lot of stuff about Bitcoin investigations, just like, for instance, how Bitcoin ATMs are tracked and investigated, and how people, anyone that buys and sells Bitcoin is, you know, on the radar in terms of
being. Well, they want to know if you're moving
money. Nothing surprising, but also it's a lot of data. Just like I think someone
said, I've got to dig through this now, man.
Now I think it's someone said it was over a quarter million PDFs.
Do you know the website offhand, Duke?
So now.
Because it doesn't mention it.
Emma Best's website has basically been DDoSed off of the internet and is being actively attacked.
I'm sure it's on the dark web.
It's the last time I think someone on Twitter said that BlueLeaks.io was a third party website, not even run by.
So not them.
Not them, because they tried to do the honest thing and just
there it is.
Put it right there.
Has anyone put this information on like the Pirate Bay or Library or anything like that? That seems like it would be.
There's a lot of torrents. I see on Twitter people talk about how there's all these torrents, but many of the torrents are like so large that like they don't even work in people's. First of all, 270 gigs.
Yeah, you need a terabyte drive at least for this.
And it has so many
Who
files.
Who doesn't have a terabyte drive
these
now,
days?
Though.
You should.
No, it breaks many BitTorrent clients because it has so many files.
Wow.
The original torrent was so big, it had so many files in it, that it broke two of the most common BitTorrent clients. So there were some technical issues, but then also there's definitely, like, it's kind of hilarious, right? DDoS secrets is getting DDoS because of their secrets.
Or
maybe they're not. But it's public data now, I guess. I mean, it's
which
all
means
over
anybody
Twitter.
Who has it can put up a website. So it's, you know, the cat's out of the bag. There's no stopping this
one. And there are no military secrets in it. There is no stuff about other countries, really. There is, I've seen screenshots where, you know, other countries share data with the U.S., like Interpol and Europol and all that stuff. But it's not like there's, it's not stuff about other countries. It's mostly stuff. It's all about the U.S. It's all
some documents, again, detail FBI tracking Bitcoin donations to protest groups and internal memos warning that white supremacist groups have posed as Antifa to incite violence. DDoS Secrets notes that none of the files appear to be classified, and Ms. Best concedes that they may not show illegal behavior on the part of the police. But the group argues the documents instead reveal legal and controversial practices, as well as the tone of police discussions around groups like Antifa. For instance, describing white nationalists like Richard Spencer as anti-Antifa, rather than acknowledging Antifa expressly opposes groups like those who follow Spencer. Quote, "The underlying attitudes of law enforcement is one of the things I think Blue leaks documents really well. I've seen a few comments about it being unlikely to cover gross police misconduct, but I think those somewhat missed the point." I mean, how could she know? It hasn't really been looked through yet, right? 260 gigabytes is a lot of files. Or at least, she says, equate police misconduct solely with illegal behavior. Part of what a lot of the current protests are about is what police do and have done legally. And that much is definitely true. They can get away with murder, and they can do it legally. And yeah, they have done it.
They do it all the time.
A ton.
I mean, they're resigning now throughout the United States and refusing to go to work because they're no longer able to get away with murder as easily as they were 6 months ago.
Yeah, well, they don't like all this attention.
Yeah, and for some reason, this is a bad thing. They're like, oh, well, if we can't murder people with impunity, we're not going to do it.
Yep.
Well, okay, well, good. Great. Sounds like a win-win in my book.
Yep. For those organizations and their members and employees, the effects could in some cases amount to more than mere embarrassment. The memo obtained by Krebs on Security warns that leaked files include, quote, highly sensitive information, yep, such as bank account routing numbers and other personally identifiable information.
Oh, you can Google
also
bank
passwords,
accounts routing
passwords
numbers
and password hashes.
You mean police passwords? Or victims' passwords?
I saw things on Twitter. You don't know if it's true or not, but people take screenshots and they post things to Twitter, and I'm pretty sure that info security people are on Twitter and anonymous handles and stuff, you know, mm-hmm, they post stuff, but they were saying that there's passwords and password hashes that can be cracked easily.
Okay. So they,
for whoever in there.
They did admit here, Best, the publisher, says they did spend a week prior to publication scrubbing the files for especially sensitive data about crime victims and children, as well as information about unrelated private businesses, healthcare, and retired veterans associations. So you say they shouldn't have done that.
They did.
I agree. They absolutely should not have done that.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's a private individual, a private company, or a government. I don't believe that any person or entity should control the information that the people should have.
We continue tomorrow. We got more coming up here, and we got more to say about Blue Leaks, I think, on the way. And stick with us for more of ForkFest. Go to ForkFest.party.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.